Hello, my name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this is one in a series of podcasts on cost management and cost reduction in the public sector. And today I'm going to talk to you about what's known as channel analysis. Again, as I've said on the other podcasts in this series, this is a technique borrowed from the private sector, one which I think is very relevant to the public sector because channel analysis gives us insights into the relative costs of different distribution channels. And of course, if you're providing services in the public sector, then you may deliver those services through a number of different channels. And what channel analysis gets you to do is to look at each of those channels and to build up a cost picture of each of the different delivery channels that you're using. And then you can decide whether or not those delivery channels are needed. It may be that you look and you say, well, hey, we're using too many delivery channels, we need to cut them down, and that will help us to reduce our costs. So the idea of channel profit analysis is that the greater the number of channels by which your organisation is seeking to reach its users, then the greater its cost base will be. More channels means more costs. Channel costs are often independent of service or user-related activity costs. And it's therefore important to understand the relative costs of alternative distribution channels. Because one of the other things that channel analysis might do is it might allow us to identify channels that we're not currently using. So there may be a cheaper way of delivering, distributing the same service. So there's two things really. Identifying how many different channels we've got, and perhaps then getting rid of some of the channels that we don't need and therefore reducing costs, or looking at the channels that we're using and then identifying alternative channels that we could use, which may help us to deliver that service in a more cost-effective way. So what I'm going to do here is give you an example. And my example is an example of a government advice service. So we may have a government advice service, and we may be delivering that advice service through a number of different channels. So those channels might be, we may have an employed advisor. So some specialist that we employ who is going out and perhaps advising organisations on business strategy, perhaps advising individuals on personal health care. Whatever that advice may be, you've got one channel of delivery, which is to have an employed advisor that's employed directly by the government. A second channel might be to have a subcontracted advisor. So somebody not on our payroll, somebody who we subcontract the delivery of the service to. A third method, a third channel of delivering that service might be to have a telephone helpline service. So instead of having either an employed or subcontracted advisor going out and visiting people, we actually use a telephone helpline service to deliver that government advice. A fourth channel of delivery might be to, again, offer the advice, but this time through the medium of a website. So we don't have an individual involved at all. In the first three channels, there were always individuals involved, whether employed, subcontracted, or telephone assistants. This fourth method would be to have a website where we deliver the service. And a fifth channel for delivering this government advice service might be to have a paper-based help sheet, very traditional paper-based help sheet. And then what we'd do for each of those channels is we'd look at the various costs involved. Now, if you were doing this in practice, you'd look at actual pound notes, actual figures for how much each of those services was costing. But I've just taken some examples across different cost categories and classified them as high, medium, or low. So, for example, in terms of marketing costs, our employed advisor channel might have a high marketing cost, subcontract advisor, high marketing cost, telephone helpline, high marketing cost. Website might have a very low marketing cost. And a paper-based help sheet might have medium-level costs involved in marketing. In terms of information technology cost, we might have medium-level cost for the employed advisor, medium-level cost for the subcontractor, medium-level cost for the telephone helpline, but a high cost for the website and a very low cost for the paper-based help sheet. and then just one of the random staff costs. Obviously high for the employed advisor, high as well for the subcontract advisor, because although we may save on national insurance, employers' national insurance, we may have to pay a premium for the fact that that subcontractor might be from the private sector, for example. The telephone helpline would have a medium cost associated with it. We would assume that the telephone advisor would be lower paid than perhaps the employed advisor. And then, of course, on the website and the paper-based help sheet, those costs for staff would be very low. But those low costs on the website, staff would be replaced by high IT costs and high levels of maintenance costs. So each of the different channels has different costs associated with it, and we would build up a picture of the costs of each of those different channels. Now, if we were delivering a government advice service through five different channels, that's five sets of costs that we're incurring. And what we would then do is we would look at those costs. We would also assess the effectiveness of those different channels, because it's not just about the total level of cost of each of the channels, it's about how effective they are in delivering that service. The most expensive channel could be the most effective and might even replace all the other channels put together. But we'd look at those costs, we'd look at its ability, the channel's ability to deliver the service, and then we would use that information to perhaps reduce the number of channels. Maybe we only need three channels or two channels in order to deliver that service. Or maybe we just have one channel, the website, if we're really trying to cut out costs, because some of the biggest costs involved there will be the staff costs, and we wouldn't be incurring those on the website delivery. That's how the channel analysis might work in a practical scenario. So the idea is that you identify the different channels through which your services have been delivered, and you cost out the cost of each of the delivery channels. You then look at either reducing the number of channels, because if you reduce the number of channels, you reduce the costs, or you look at other channels that you're not currently using that may be cheaper ways of delivering the same service. So a very useful technique there for the public sector to use. Okay, that's all I've got to say for today. My name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training. Thanks very much for listening, and bye-bye.